Welcome back to the Single Parent Podcast, Navigating Life as a Single Parent. I'm your host, Jasmine Kuza, and in this podcast, I dive into the unique challenges and triumphs of single parenthood. Stay tuned for this real and raw conversation that's sure to resonate with all you young single parents out there. Now, for episode 2 of the Single Parent Podcast, I'm diving into the topic of co-parenting with a narcissist. Yes, you heard me, co-parenting with a narcissist. A lot of people dread co-parenting with a narcissistic parent. And trust me, for me, it wasn't the easiest. Now, I'm going to go more into how to co-parent, and maybe this will help many parents out there like you. Now, co-parenting with a narcissist can be incredibly challenging, but it's not impossible. The first step is understanding what narcissism is and how it can impact co-parenting dynamics. And believe me, there is many ways that narcissism can affect parenting dynamics. It can be exhausting, but keep hope because it's not all bad. It's what you make of it. Now, before you can co-parent with the narcissist, you gotta know what it's like to be a narcissist. Put yourself in a narcissist's shoes. Narcissists often lack empathy and have an exaggerated sense of self-importance. They may manipulate situations to serve their own interests and have difficulty seeing things from anyone else's perspective, including their own children. In many cases, these parents use their children to control the other parent. They don't care what's in the best interest of their child sometimes. Their children are nothing but tools. But here's how you young single parents out there can navigate co-parenting with the narcissist. Here are some tips. They may work and they may not. Later in the episode, I will talk about my experience in co-parenting with the narcissist. The first thing you can do that I wish I knew sooner, because like I said, I was 19 years old when I had my kid, and I wish I knew this sooner because it probably would have helped me more. The first thing you need to do is establish boundaries. Set clear boundaries with your co-parent and stick to them. This may involve limiting communication to specific topics related to your child and avoid engaging in arguments or power struggles. It can be hard. I argued with the father of my child all the time regarding my son's well-being. It was hard. It was emotionally draining. There was times where I felt like giving up. But if you establish strict boundaries, keep the conversations short yet specific and only about your child, I'm sure you will be successful at parenting. Now, you also need to document everything with the narcissistic parent. Keep detailed records of all interactions with your co-parents, including emails, text messages, and phone calls. The reason I say this is because narcissistic parents are known to drag you to court. My son is almost 3. He will be 3 this year in August, and I've been to court at least 12 times. It's exhausting. It's draining. I hated it. I hate everything about it. I'm going through court right now as we speak, and hopefully it'll be over soon, but narcissists tend to lie in front of the judge to gain sympathy. They like to be put on a pedestal to think that they are a good parent. They like to make the other parent look bad in court. Documentation can be valuable if these legal issues arise in the future. So document everything. That way you are able to show the family law judge that you aren't the problem and that you have the best interest in the child and not the other parent. Trust me. They will go take you to court. They will want full sole custody of the child when in reality they don't. And they will try to paint you bad in front of the judge. It doesn't always work. Some judges, I would say a lot of judges, can see through narcissistic parents. Now, the third thing is to focus on your child. Keep the best interests of your child at the forefront of your mind. It can be hard, but not all narcissistic parents are bad to their kids. Some may have resentment towards the other parent but never their kids. And you want to avoid speaking negatively about the other parent in front of your child and prioritize their emotional well-being. Because at the end of the day, your children will grow up and they will get an opinion from themselves and see how the other parent is. It is not until you tell your child, it is not until your child tells you they don't want to see the other parent where you start to get involved and you can remove them from the situation. They do grow up. They do get an opinion for themselves. And kids are actually one of the smartest human beings out there. They'll figure it out eventually. Don't worry. Now, the fourth thing you want to do is seek support. Surround yourself with a strong support network of friends, family, and professionals who understand the challenges of co-parenting with a narcissist. I've had my fair share of therapists in the past. Especially after I got pregnant and I was trying to learn how to co-parent with the father of my child. I've had several therapists and counselors, and it's hard. It's hard to cope with the fact that you'll never get the perfect family you wanted, and it's never your fault. It is the co-parent's fault. You just gotta do what you gotta do to raise your kids and to get them through life. Therapy can be especially helpful in processing your emotions and developing coping strategies. Now, the last thing you want to do before anything is to educate yourself. You need to learn as much as you can about narcissism and co-parenting strategy. There are many classes you can actually take online. You have to pay for them, though. But they're really knowledgeable. They really gave me a lot of information. I know how to study the father of my child. I know his intentions. I know his moves before he even makes it. It helps a lot. I'm better prepared. And, you know, it can help you guys too. Knowledge is power, and understanding the dynamics at play can help you navigate them more effectively. It's not always easy studying a narcissist. It's not always easy understanding a narcissist. You may never understand a narcissist. They're horrible people. Sometimes they can even hurt your own children. For me and my experience, the father of my child physically and emotionally abused me and my child. I knew then that I had to remove myself from the situation. I've been back and forth to court several years trying to protect my child from this narcissist. It can be so scary. I feel like at times the court is against me because of him. Ever since I've learned how to deal with him and how to present myself in court, I've had better outcomes in the system. I was given sole full physical custody of my son a couple months back. But even then, I still had sole full physical custody because I'm a mother. And in the state of California, the mother has sole full custody of the child. That is, until the father takes you to court and demands custody. But the father of my child has never had custody of our child. So, you know, that has brought me so much relief. And I'm still struggling to this day. I'd be lying if I said I'm not struggling, but to this day, I'm still struggling. You know, co-parenting with a narcissist is not easy, but, you know, sometimes you got to prioritize your child's needs and setting boundaries and seeking support. You can create a stable and loving environment for them to thrive in. It's not always going to be like that. Parents feel like, oh, a perfect family is a mom and dad and the kids and a dog and a big house. But that's not always the case at times. A perfect family is sometimes just the parent and their kid. And that's it. That's going to be your reality. And that is okay. Because you do not need to be what society wants you to be. You don't have to be married. We make mistakes sometimes, but our children will never be a mistake. They're a blessing, you know? A child is sent to you to teach you things. And, you know, co-parenting with a narcissist is just part of the experience sometimes. Sometimes you're just gonna have to put up with it. But it's gonna get easier, trust me. Now for a Q&A. I put a poll recently on my Facebook story and asked you guys some questions for this week's episode. Now let's answer a few questions. Now from Anaya, she asks, how can extended family members or other support networks provide assistance to co-parents dealing with a narcissistic partner? Now, this is a really good question because I've had this, I ran into this problem before. What you can do is you can seek therapy because not all the time is family members going to understand, you know, what you're going through. And you shouldn't expect them to understand what you're going through because their family, sometimes people have never even been in a narcissistic relationship. And that was the case for me. Like I don't think my parents have ever been in a narcissistic relationship. So I had to end up learning it on my own. And in a way, this experience was a blessing in disguise because I feel like dealing with a narcissistic partner has been like made me a stronger person in general. So, you know, seeking therapy with professionals who actually can study narcissists and like actually have gone to school and like s actually studied behaviors is actually really great to seek to. Now, Cindy said, I want to allow my baby father's grandmother to be part of our son's life. She has never done anything to me and she's an amazing grandmother. How can I do that without interfering with a narcissistic partner? Now, I've actually had this problem before. I've actually had my son's grandmother involved in his life, but recently I had to push her away because she wasn't respecting me as a mother at all, and she would sometimes sneak her son to see Blue when I would leave my son in her care. But you know what? Sometimes that's not having your child's grandparents in their life from their father's side of the family or mother's side of the family isn't always going to work out. So having strong boundaries in the beginning is really going to help you and draw like a clear line so that they don't cross you and they know your rules and they can respect you more. Thank you for tuning into the Single Parent Podcast, Navigating Life as a Single Parent. I hope today's episode provided valuable insights and support for your journey as a single parent. Remember, you're not alone, and in this journey, we can navigate the ups and downs of single parenthood. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes. Be sure to go follow my Facebook at the Single Parent Podcast, and we will continue to explore relevant topics and share stories. Thank you.